Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW's Dave Uram, and here's what's going on. SEPTA riders can now buy weekly and monthly passes for September at the price they had been, rather than the increased price it was supposed to be. SEPTA had previously asked riders to hold off until it could comply with a judge's ruling that put a pause in service cuts and fare increases. SEPTA had planned to hike fares by about 21% beginning today, and tomorrow they plan to cut regional rail service down by one-fifth. SEPTA spokesperson Andrew Bush says existing service cuts, however, will remain in place.
It was what's called a status quo order, so everything stayed in place as it was on Friday. And on Friday, the 20% cuts on bus routes, the Market Frankfort and Broad Street lines, or trolleys had already taken place. So those continue.
Meanwhile, SEPTA still faces a $213 million budget deficit, and lawmakers in Harrisburg have yet to agree on a funding measure for mass transit. Bush says holding off on planned service cuts and fare increases could widen the gap.
We are going to be taking on some additional costs now, more things than we had budgeted for. So, you know, those are things that we expect will add to that deficit that we've been projecting. So it is very important that funding get approved and, you know, hopefully in the very near future.
SEPTA says it's not sure yet whether customers who had bought passes at the increased price will be refunded. There's another hearing in this case scheduled for Thursday. If you live in the city, get ready to pay more for your water bill. Starting today, the Philadelphia Water Department is raising its rate by nearly 10%. That means the average bill will go up by about $8 a month. The new rates were set by an independent city board that sets rates for the Philadelphia Water Department. The board said the rates are needed to maintain quality drinking water as well as pay for infrastructure costs and other financial needs. If this applies to you, you should expect another rate increase this time next year of about 5.5%. City lawyers settled a $2.9 million lawsuit earlier this month with two people struck by a dirt bike during a police pursuit. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson spoke with the city's top cop about their do not chase policy.
The six-year-old girl and her great aunt were critically injured, but survived when the driver of a dirt bike being pursued by a Philly cop struck them near 69th Street. It happened back in 2017, and the officer did not stop to help the victims. Lawyers say it was a clear violation of Philadelphia Police's longstanding do not chase directive.
Hundreds of people are killed every year in police pursuits across America.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel would not comment on the case, but says there are very few times when an officer can pursue a suspect by car.
So violent felons, situations where a suspect poses an imminent threat and has a deadly weapon.
In recent years, city residents have criticized police for not pursuing drivers during chaotic car, motorcycle, and dirt bike meetups, during which officers are directed to break up the groups and have been hurt in doing so. Bethel says if an officer does chase a suspect by car, a supervisor must monitor every move and constantly reevaluate the officer's actions.
I choose life over the risk of someone losing their life because we're chasing the car, particularly for a stolen auto or some low-level offense.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And it's a type of opioid that's being blamed for hundreds of deaths in Europe. And now, the Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office is conducting toxicology tests for the drug here. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
Nitazenes are synthetic opioids that are cut into the drug supply and have the potential to be stronger than fentanyl.
Like a 60 to 70% chance that a nitazene might be more potent than a fentanyl.
Dr. Ellen Walker is chair of the Department of Pharmaceutical Sciences at Temple University. She says nitazenes and fentanyl are often mixed together in an effort for drug dealers to extend the opioid high.
Fentanyl doesn't last that long, so they add things to it to try to make it last longer. The nitazenes don't have that problem.
Both drugs are mostly manufactured illicitly in China and India. A possible reason the presence of nitazenes is growing is because of a recent fentanyl crackdown by the Chinese government.
Under pressure, they cracked down on fentanyl manufacture and made the consequences much harsher.
The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime called for a global response to the increasing availability of nitazenes following hundreds of overdose deaths in Europe. Philadelphia began testing for nitazenes and overdose deaths in 2003. The Department of Health says there has not been a single recorded nitazene-involved overdose death so far this year, but the supply is being monitored for the drug. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That is the All Local. I'm Dave Uram. Listen anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.